Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for the bonus episodes we do for Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. Today, we have a very special guest with economist Paul Krugman, who's a distinguished professor of economics at CUNY, as well as a columnist for the New York Times. To hear this along with all of our past bonus episodes with guests like Cory Booker, Billy Eichner, and Q&As with Rick and Molly, as well as gaining full access to the Daily Beast's fearless journalism, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the book?
It's mostly past columns with some new material, but the ongoing theme, which has been a lot of my writing, is that we mostly don't have serious discussions about policy in this country. What we mostly have is people who are trying to be serious, debating with people who are not actually serious, and keep on resurrecting economic and other doctrines that should be dead by now, that have been proved wrong, but have, for a variety of reasons, people aren't willing to drop. It's everything from, you know, climate change is a hoax, to tax cuts for the rich are magic, to the debt's going to kill us, the sky is falling. So it's zombie ideas, which is not an original phrase, but I picked it up. You know, they're ideas that should be dead, but keep on shambling along, eating our brains.
It feels like the Biden administration has really internalized the idea that debt is meaningless.
Oh, yeah.
Republicans are, though, very concerned about it since we have a Democrat in the White
House. Yeah, they're not actually concerned about it, but this was one of the most predicted and predictable things ever. I mean, we all knew that at the moment the Democrat was in the White House, they'd suddenly rediscover that they were worried about debt. You know, debt was an existential threat. I think that's what Paul Ryan said. Debt was an existential threat with Obama in the White House. As soon as Trump was in the White House, they didn't care at all. The moment that the White House changed hands, they'd suddenly be back to it. And sure enough, it's played out exactly like that.
Can you explain, like, sort of briefly why debt is not a big deal? Because I am 42. So I grew up, you know, with the debt clock on the building and everyone being like, there's $10 million of debt for every man, woman, and American child.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of Dr. Evil, you know,
yeah.
$20 trillion. But the important thing to realize is that governments are not like you and me. Governments don't have to pay back their debt. Governments are effectively immortal, and they preside over a tax base that is always growing along with the economy, which means that all they have to do is make sure that their obligations don't grow beyond any reasonable estimate of what they can service over time. That means they never actually have to pay off debt. So we had a very high level of debt at the end of World War II. How did we pay that off? Well, the answer is we didn't. In 1960, the debt was actually a bit bigger than it had been at the end of World War II. But the U.S. economy had grown a lot in the meantime, so the debt was way, way down relative to GDP, relative to tax revenue. So that's all you need to do. And given that our debt is, the U.S. government can borrow at extremely low interest rates, so the cost of paying interest on the debt is actually not a big deal. It's actually kind of low by historical standards. There's no crisis at all in having the kinds of debt that we have. You know, the numbers are big, but everything about America is big, and the debt is just not a major burden on the U.S.
So,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.